Chala, Perk Beis Mishnah Zion. Shir HaChala, Echad Mi Esrim Varba. So now we focus on the shir of what you're giving as Chala. Before we were focusing on what's Chayiv in Chala. But now when I have the shir of what's Chayiv, what do I give from that? So the shir of Chala is 1/24 of the Isa. Because that, the Rav brings, Chazal say, that that's a kidei matana, that's giving something. Anything less than 24th, than 1/24th, is not really giving anything when it comes to challah. So this is for a bala bais. This is not somebody that's selling dough commercially or selling challah commercially. It's for a bala bais. And the Mishnah continues, v'oisa isalat, so a person makes dough for himself, not commercially, v'oisa l'mishte b'no, even if he's making it for a lot of people, but he's not doing it to sell. He's making it for a lot of people at his son's wedding. Still, Echad mi esrim varba, it's the same shear. It's 1/24. They didn't make any differentiation. However, nachtom shu oisel limkor b'shuk, if a baker is making to sell in the shuk, v'cheni isha shi oisel limkor b'shuk, and also a woman, even though she's not an official baker, but she's making it to also sell in the shuk, echad mi arboim u'shmoina, they're more makel, and you don't need to give 1/24. Rather, it suffices to give 1/48. Nitmeis mezid, however, she makes it tamei on purpose. Echad mi esrim varba. Then it's 1/24, different than if she did it by accident, because she shouldn't say, you know what? I'm going to make it tamei instead of me having to give 1/24. I'm going to give less of a share. I'm going to give 1/48. I'll make it tamei on purpose, and that we're not going to let her do, as the Mishnah says, kadesh shalei achoite nisker. So she shouldn't benefit from sinning and doing this. Rather, if she does it on purpose, it's going to be treated just as a regular woman would have to give, and that's 1/24. You'll find a lot of these Mishnayos that the person that's giving challah is normally dealing with a female, a woman, because it's one of their mitzvahs, and it's also since they're dealing with the bread much more, and they're baking much more often than the men, therefore most of the Mishnayos are dealing with a woman that's giving the challah or having to give the challah.